We've got a bridge set up? Yep. Okay. Say, Kevin, are you on?
I am.
Okay.
There we go.
All right, let's open the work session on case numbers PU-10-657 and PU-11-55 NSP electric rate increase application. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commission, and this is a work session on this particular rate case. For the benefit of those who may be listening in or in the audience, the purpose of work sessions are to have an opportunity for commissioners and staff to talk amongst themselves about a pending case, and in the normal course of business, they're not intended to receive any input from parties or others who might be attending, but they're certainly open meetings and available for you to attend. If we do have specific questions, we'll direct them to the appropriate person. With that, why don't we have the commissioners and staff that are attending either here in Bismarck or on the phone identify themselves, and then for the benefit of anyone listening, and we'll have folks who are in the audience identify themselves as well, first here in Bismarck and then on the line. So, Brian, you want to start?
Good morning. I'm Commissioner Brian Kolk.
Pat?
Patrick
Kevin
Fon.
Kevin Kramer joining by phone. Thanks, everyone, for accommodating me this way.
And Patrick Fon, Commission Advisory Staff.
Mike Diller, Advocacy Staff.
Chris Merle, Advocacy Staff. Mark Grumman, Advocacy Staff.
Scott, you can.
Scott, PSC Staff.
Good morning, Commissioners. Matthew Loftus on behalf of Xcel Energy.
Laura McCartan, NSP.
Joel Limoges, NSP.
Dave Cedarquist, NSP.
Very good. And others on the phone?
This is Deb Paulson with NSP.
Okay. With that, we have the case in front of us. So Brian, it's in your portfolio, so I can turn it over to you. I can just indicate that our plan, I think, today was to talk about primarily whether we felt we needed to reopen the record to avail ourselves of some documents that came in after the hearing. But in discussions at admin, we decided that we probably needed to have this first because depending on what the commission's thinking with regard to the settlement, the answer might be yes, it might be no, and we might be able to move expeditiously either way. So, Brian, I'll turn it over to you as portfolio holder.
Well, thanks, Tony. I think you set it up. The I guess for me, we had the work session back on 31 October, and I was not ready to – the settlement agreement was not there for me yet. And I don't – you know, that was where I was at. And I think basically that started a lot of things in motion. I'm going through the numbers here. We got a response letter back from Excel November 30th, and there's two other documents that we have. I guess the question that I have is that I want to make sure that we're able to do this the right way, to get these things into the record. And the way I understand it now, talking to staff and legal, is that it's really not appropriate to discuss any of those things in the letters that have shown up since then because they're not part of any record. But yet there may be things in there down the road that we'd like to look at. And I also was even thinking about the actual settlement agreement has on page 16 that basically it says that we can add anything we want into the settlement agreement. And the companies and advocacy staff has 3 days to reject it, if you will. So I would like to see more in the area of reliability in the settlement agreement. That's still where I'm at. And so how do we get to that? Because I'm not sure if we include these other documents in there, that gives us more information. But if it doesn't get us where we're at, we haven't advanced the ball anything. So that's kind of where I'm at right now, is trying to figure out ways that we can get what I would consider more meet in the settlement agreement to help us increase the reliability, and then how to make that next step forward. And the point of the last week's scheduling was I thought it might be important to also put something out in the distance, if you will, August, September, maybe even October time frame of an actual rate case. And because if we get to where we can't find an agreement on the settlement agreement, I don't want to have to restart the clock to get all of our schedules put together.
I guess the question would be, do you feel like you need more information in the record to get to the point where you can do the things you may be looking to do with regard to the settlement, or is it not needed? And is that, Pat, kind of the question? That it's not just for Brian. I mean, it'd be for anyone.
Yeah.
Yes, I guess that is correct. If you want to consider the other information that's been filed with the commission, if you want to consider it as part of the record, you could also, I guess, one other option is to actually ask the parties to get together and consider amending the settlement if you don't like the settlement that's proposed currently.
But isn't that the bottom line? Is these additional letters, which may or may not go into the record, it still doesn't change the settlement agreement.
That's correct.
So we still have to get to.
But it's
Certainly. I mean, if I was to understand what I think I'm hearing is that this current settlement agreement isn't acceptable, but we have at least one of the two parties that are willing to add these additional things. And thank you, by the way, for hearing the work session and responding to XL. Provide these other opportunities or options. And if the advocates were willing to accept the same, I suppose they could come back with a new settlement agreement that would include these things. To the degree that something has to be, the record has to be reopened and this stuff put into it, that's for the lawyers to figure out, I guess, although seems a little bit clumsy to me, considering that these are all issues that have been discussed at length at the hearing itself, and they came as a result of commission's questions and while not on a piece of paper, and realizing the two parties to this case are the advocates and the company, I don't know how much legal gymnastics you have to do to consider a modified, an amended agreement that everybody seems to be in agreement to, everybody being the two parties. I'm certainly not speaking to how I feel about the additional issues, but
well, then I guess we get to perhaps the next step is that we to include these things and get them into there so we can openly discuss the points and then see if we'd want to put them into the settlement agreement ourselves. That, to me, I see that as a way forward, if we want to do it that way.
Would we get by with an informal hearing if the two parties came back with a new settlement agreement? Is an informal adequate?
My guess.
Realizing we probably don't have a lawyer right now.
This is Pat. My guess is that you'd have to notice a new settlement.
Well, who are we noticing it to? The ratepayer?
Yes.
But there's nothing new here in terms of issues that have been on the table since this all started. So that's what I don't quite understand. I mean, it's just put on paper what we've been talking about for, a year or so. So I guess I know that the cautious person, I suppose, feels we need to do that. But I question whether that's really necessary. If it is, it is. I just wonder.
It's
not like new evidence or anything.
If there are other ways of doing it, we probably need to run it all by somebody from some legal counsel.
Yeah, because, I mean, quite honestly, for example, the replacement of cable suggestion, I mean, it's not like they just came up with that after our last work session. And we had the one member of the general public that actually testified, that was his specific recommendation, to some degree. So I guess that's why I just see, I don't feel like somehow all of a sudden some new discovery fell out of the sky and we need to reopen the case to deal with it. I think this is just a logical evolution of the discussion that's taking place as a result of the hearing and the filings. But anyway, I'm sort of simple, but...
I guess if you can make the decision on the existing record, then it's okay. I mean, just... give staff direction for the order.
Oh, that's true. I guess that's another possibility. But I suppose if that recommendation mirrors this letter, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm just missing something. But.
No, I think you're onto something, Kevin. It's just a matter of the settlement, in my opinion, the settlement that's there isn't what I would vote for. So there's not much that I can do to it other than we could put their own provisions in there. Somebody's got to do something. We have not got back a updated or amended settlement agreement back from the groups that I would vote for. And then what should we do? Do we wait to see if the companies and the advocacy staff submit something that I vote for, or did then we keep advancing it to where, you know, do we put together our own order that maybe the three of us would agree on? I guess maybe that's kind of a decision point there. I don't know, Tony, what you think about that.
Well, I don't know. It's a little bit of new ground, so I'd need some probably legal counsel on it and how iterative a process this can actually be. I mean, typically with our settlements, it's sort of up or down.
Yeah.
Understanding that that if we modify them, parties are no longer bound by them. Now, if we get into the business of rewriting a settlement and saying, you know, this is what we'd find acceptable, given the facts that we had heard up to this point, all developed on the record, sort of ignoring other things, I guess it would be back in the parties' court, and they could decide to either sign on or not.
Well, the other option is to include conditions in the order itself, not changing the settlement, but give conditions to the approval of that settlement. And that's in effect saying there's certain things in the settlement that you like and or don't like, and saying it in the order and in the ordering provisions. And then the parties determining whether the settlement has effectively been changed. The way they word it in here is that if the commission's order modifies or conditions approval of this settlement, then they say that it will be deemed terminated if either party files a letter with the commission within 3 business days, stating it's unacceptable.
Yeah, that's page 16 we talked about.
Yeah.
So that's what I was thinking. We're not, you know, the commission's order doesn't necessarily, you know, editing the settlement. It's placing conditions.
And remind me, is that document officially and properly in the record?
The settlement agreement is.
And that's actually appended to the settlement agreement.
That is part of the settlement agreement, yeah.
I guess it would be just a matter of us coming up with that language then. Wouldn't need to reopen it.
No.
I mean, unless someone feels like it's important that you get that latest information in. I don't know to me that it necessarily is.
No, I would agree with that. As long as we get to where we've got the right information in the settlement agreement, I'm happy with that. And I think there's some thoughts that I could put down in the draft that we could have a session on and move forward with. But then if the company or someone kicks it back, then we go to the rate case. Or something else.
That's an option.
Kevin, thoughts?
Well, no, I mean, that sounds like a reasonable way forward. I guess either one of the two, as Brian sort of presented it, has merit, whether it's we wait and see what the two parties come back with, or whether we just, and it might be easier to do what we're talking about now. We take a whack at it and see how the parties respond and go from there. I'm comfortable either way in terms of a way forward.
Okay. Well, if it's acceptable to everyone, why don't we can be each be individually working with staff between now and whenever our next work session mm-hmm. is on language, not move forward with reopening anything. And then at our next work session, we can float the different proposals around and see if we can coalesce around something. Does that make sense?
Sure. Is it worthwhile to talk about things that the three of us might agree on to put in that document now, since this is an open work session, or is it better to individually work it out? Because for me, I'm still, the staffing concerns are still a concern of mine in North Dakota. The reliability of the system is still a concern, and the maintenance is still a concern. So those are the things that I will be putting as my thoughts.
I think unless we've got actual language to look at today, it's probably a little
premature.
I mean, I think it's fine to brainstorm ideas if you'd like to do that. But, I think at a certain point we just have to have the language right here that we're all looking at the same time. Kevin, did you have any areas just in general that you wanted to address today?
No, I mean, I think, obviously cost of all of it.
Sure.
I think Brian's articulated it pretty well.
Okay. Do you want to take a crack at scheduling right now, or do you want to defer it till our meeting? I don't mind.
I don't mind right now.
Going, taking... saving a half week and just scheduling something now.
For the rate
case? For the next work session.
Or the work session, okay. That would be fine for me.
About how long do you have? What time frame are you looking at? How long do people think you'll need to?
I would suspect that our own attorney might be our Achilles heel right now. When does she get back? Well, Pat, how much do you feel comfortable working with? Quite a bit, I bet.
Well, you're suggesting that I put together a draft and then come around and visit with each of the commissioners.
I have some thoughts that I'll be happy to give you as soon as we're done here of things that I'd like to see in it.
I think that mid-January...
When does Alana get back?
The next work session?
Yeah. Well, Alana gets back.
First week?
Like the first week, yeah. Probably I think it's the 4th or the 5th.
Second week is, we've got the MDU gas plant.
Oh, sure. 10th, 11th, 12th.
Not that we couldn't, say, do the 13th.
13th is good by me.
I get. I'll be on annual leave part of that time. I'll be on annual leave between the holidays.
Okay.
But if the commissioners are available at the beginning of the year, I should be able to get around to everybody.
Sure.
So are we looking at the 13th?
It's fine by me.
Yep, I think that's great.
Should we say 1:30?
Now departing.
Sure.
Or do you, it's a Friday. Do you want to do the morning instead, 10 a.m.?
Yeah, mornings are probably better.
Okay.
So then in general, then we would have a settlement agreement that we look at that we think is probably pretty good. We talk through it. And then what's the next step that we would do with that? We would put it up.
It's actually an order. That would be an order.
An order. So then the next potential meeting we would have would be the 18th. We have a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be on the 18th meeting agenda.
Possible.
That'd be a plan forward.
If we're looking at the 18th, I wonder how does Thursday look? I mean, give people an extra day. Just the mechanics of getting an order committed is sometimes tough.
Thursday in the morning is fine for me, too.
Thursday at 10?
Excuse me, this is Deb Paulson. I think you may have lost Commissioner Kramer.
I heard someone drop off. Kevin, are you still on? He must have gone. Why don't we do this, unless he calls back in the next minute or so. Tentative look at the 12th. That works for both of us at 10 a.m.
Yep.
If we have to go back to the 13th because it doesn't work for him, then we can do that. but 10 a.m. either day. But it'd be nice to have it on the 12th just to give another day.
Sure.
They have to work on that to have it ready and be circulated by the...
Sounds good to me.
Do we have one on the 18th? For some reason, my scheduler, it shows a 1:30 informal, but it doesn't show a commission meeting. Did that just not come through properly or what?
Well, I have down commission meeting at 10 and informal at 1:30.
For some reason, it didn't get on my calendar. Okay. Well, let's plan on that then. All right. Thank you much, everybody. We'll close the work session.